Express yourself through art and show the world your heart. Express yourself through art and show the world your heart. You're in the know with Esther and Larry. Art on the air today. Stay in the know with Larry and Esther. Art on the air our way. Express yourself through art and show the world your heart. Express yourself through art and show the world.
And welcome. You're listening to Art on the Air, WVLP 103.1 FM and on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. This is our weekly program covering arts and arts events in Valparaiso and throughout Northwest Indiana. I'm Larry Breckner of New Perspectives Photography, right alongside here with Esther Golden of The Nest in Michigan City.
Aloha, everyone.
We're your hosts for Art on the Air. Esther made it in today. I had to run and get her from
Michigan City. Thank you, Larry, so much.
Yes, she had car issues, and so I dashed from where I lived, got her, and got her.
Literally dashed, yes.
That theme music you heard is by the wonderful Billy Foster with a vocal by Renee Foster. We appreciate their support.
We love them so much.
They're great. Mm-hmm. Our underwriters for Art on the Air are Valparaiso University's Brower Museum, and we also have a regional arts patron in the one and only Mary LeVan, the Energizer Bunny of Northwest
Indiana. The fabulous Mary LeVan.
And plus our landlord, Walt Breidinger of Paragon Investments. Hey, if you'd like to find out more about leasing space in this historic building, give Walt a call at 219-462-5821. He can talk you through the process. We'd like to thank them for their generous support. Thanks to Greg Kovach, WVLP's station manager, getting us on the air.
We like you, Greg.
Art in the Air is supported by the Indiana Arts Commission, Arts Project Grant through the Southern Shore Arts and the National Endowments for the Arts. Hey, if you're interested in being a guest or sending us information about your arts-related event, exhibit, whatever it is, send it to artontheair@gmail.com. That's artontheair@gmail.com. Our program, along with all of our programs, are streaming live at WVLP.org. So you can listen to us there if you can't hear us over there. We are rebroadcast and streamed on Monday at 5 p.m. You can hear our entire show archive at breck.com/AOTA. That's breck, BRECH.com/AOTA. That's also our website. Plus, you can also see our detailed arts events calendar there, too. So if you miss something while we're reading it on the air, you can see it right there.
Yeah, I know. I think the one I submitted to you today was 8 pages long. So it's an extensive art calendar.
That's just
LaPorte County.
And we have hyperlinks there and phone numbers that we no longer read on the air because they're right there. Hey, our shows are carried by Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM, every Sunday at 7 p.m. And we also are streamed at WIUN Red Hawk Radio, this IU Northwest closed circuit radio station. Hey, we encourage you to like us on Facebook. Go to Facebook, Art on the Air, WVLP, and you can like us there, and we appreciate that. Hey, talking about support, we're looking for underwriting support from any group. You know, we bring you a targeted audience of artists, musicians, and also if you're interested in supporting that and getting your information out about whatever group you have, we have underwriting slots of all different levels. We'll read you at the beginning and end of our show, plus other times in the broadcast day. And it will also be on our website. You go to wvlp.org/support, or you can go to our Art on the Air webpage, and there's information on how to do that. And we love your listenership, and we'd love you to be a listener, but we'd love you to be a supporter, too, like good old little Mary LeVan, who became an individual supporter of our show. And like I say every week, don't give till it hurts. Give till it feels good. And join the WVLP family and Art on the Air. Hey, by the way, we do have a special event coming up called WVLP Stars Over Valpo. And once again, on Sunday, March 29th at 6 p.m., we're going to be our annual fundraiser, Stars Over Valpo, at Valparaiso University's Duesenberg Recital Hall. You can come out and support, enjoy a whole evening of entertainment. I won't read all the people on there, but we have some wonderful local entertainment, a wide variety of music, all that type of thing. So you can do that. It's $20, and that helps support WVLP. We're doing some major equipment upgrades here. We're adding an actual broadcast mixing board. We're going to have telephone capabilities so we can interview guests on phone. There's a lot of things that money is going for. So we'd like you to come out Sunday, March 29th, to support WVLP, your own community radio station here right in Valparaiso at Stars Over Valpo. The information is on the WVLP website. You can find out all you want to know about that. Well, I guess we're ready for the arts calendar. And I'll start with Porter County.
Hooray.
Porter County, Valparaiso University, Brower Museum. Well, guess what they're doing? They are doing their Carrie Brown, Brown County and Beyond exhibit that's continuing. Spectral Speculations, it's Japanese prints from their Rouge collection. They have the unfinished work by Mary Bork and prints by Latiro Capilli that's in the permanent collection, and that's all at the Brower Museum in Valparaiso University. Village at Pines, well, Susie Vance, one of our old friends on the show here, she has her exhibit going on. She uses non-traditional materials. She calls herself a fiber artist who paints. You see that at the Village Gallery. And that's in Valparaiso. Chesterton Arts Center, well, they got a lot going on, but the newest thing they have going on, Wednesday they open their Duneland Schools art exhibit. These are ages kindergarten through eighth grade. I went to that exhibit on Wednesday. It's going to be running for half of this month, and the other half of the month will be the high school exhibit.
I love those exhibits the student work so much.
It's so wonderful.
So happy.
And what's great about it is it was lines out the door coming in to see the whole exhibit. It was just fantastic. So that's at the Chesterton Arts Center. So you can get there for the next 2 weeks, see the K through eights, and then you'll see the high school exhibit the rest of the month. Art Barn, Duneland Photography Club continues through March 14th, so you have a chance to go see that. Anticipating Spring. That's
I have to go to that.
Yes, I haven't been there yet. I haven't gotten down there. Plus, they have our spring class signups. Details, again, are on our page. Artsy Fine Arts, well, they're doing on Thursday, March 12th, another acrylic pour class at 6 p.m. You can find out details. They have only a Facebook page, but we have the link on our site. The Ellen Firm Gallery, well, they still continue to have Henry Schultz and Dev Armstrong. And I stopped by there, picked up my frame for the 5x5 exhibit, and I got a chance to see that. And their photography exhibit's running through the middle of March, so if you get a chance there on US 12, stop by and see it. Kevin Firm, he, by the way, is doing his exhibit and is continuing at the Catholic Theological Union in Chicago. So you can see his work. It's going to be there till May 25th. So if you get a chance to see that, it's a great...
I loved his piece at the...
Area Artists.
Yes. So cool. Great.
And Kevin is so creative and yet so quiet when you talk to him.
Yeah, not all the time.
Well, maybe not. Depot Museum and Art Gallery, well, their third annual 5x5 exhibit opens May 8th. And artists, if you want to pick up a 5x5 canvas or frame, you can go do that now. They are available there at the firm on US 12, so you can do that, pick them up, and then create
art. And pick up the art supplies while you're there, too, because it's such a treasure of a business.
You could spend hours just going through that place. It's like, it's not this clinical thing that you go to an art store now. It's like all the little nooks and crannies.
And you can find really treasures and just love it there.
Memorial Opera House. Well, you missed Mary Poppins. I'm sorry if they just closed. But they do have an Eagles tribute band that's going to be supporting the Shirley Hines Land Trust on March 14th at 7:30 called Heartache Tonight. So if you want a chance to see a concert, they're going doing some overlapping concerts there. Dig the Dunes. I think they're out of calendars. So they're sold out. So if you missed your 2020 calendar, sorry, you missed out. But they do have a thing at Goblin at the Grocer they're sponsoring called Create Your Own Beach Glass Earrings and Necklace Set. And that's on Sunday, March 8th at 2 to 4 p.m. So if you're interested in that, go there. We have the links on our site. Chicago Street Theater, well, they're doing Black Comedy, and that opens March 6th. So it's coming up tonight if you're listening to us live. It's going to be running through March 21st, our link there. And so it's a comedy that's sort of a dark humor. And then 4th Street Theater, we'll be having on the show next week. They'll be talking about their new show coming up. Art is a three-person show, opens March 13th, so we're going to have them on their opening day. And the other thing they have is on March 14th, in the celebration of St. Patrick's Day, Yuck of the Irish, and it's by Makeshift Up. I say that very carefully.
Yeah, you did.
I know. And that's their improv group, so that's what they're doing. So that's what we got going on in Porter County. Lots of things going on. So
there is, because it's spring and everything is waking up.
Well, what do we have going on in LaPorte County?
LaPorte County, the Thaddeus C. Gallery is located in downtown LaPorte, and it's an incredible gallery. Please go and visit them. LaPorte County Symphony Orchestra. Sunday, March 15th is their next concert with their guest conductor, Wilbur Lynn. And is this your final? Tim, is this your final?
We have one more.
Oh, one more after this?
Yeah.
So our guest will talk more in detail about all of this, because we also have Hoosier Star auditions happening March 21st and 22nd. And he'll go much more in depth about all of that. Lubeznik Center for the Arts, opening March 6th, Round Hole Square Peg, their new exhibit. March 5th, it already opened, I guess, in the NIPSCO Art Education Studios, the Michigan City Area Schools Student Art Exhibit. The student reception is Wednesday, March 11th from 4:30 to 6 p.m. Again, with the children's work, it's just the whole basement down there is just covered floor to ceiling in art. It's fabulous. Almost Maine is the inaugural show for the Holdcraft Performing Arts Center in Michigan City. They're performing the last weekend in March. That would be March 27th, 28th, and 29th. And the Holdcraft has always hosted the Young People's Theater for years, but now it's expanding into older adult shows. Rising Phoenix Gallery, first Friday again, so the opening of their new exhibit Cycles will be happening. SFC Gallery, Artist Appreciation Night is next week, March 13th from 5 to 8 p.m. Blink Contemporary Art is exhibiting the work of Suzanne Cohen Lang and Rick Lang. Nest is exhibiting the work of Robert Serko with his exhibit Me, Myself, and Eyes, his recent paintings and drawings. Just want to say much love to Bob and his family. Comic and Drawing Club is still on hold while we're picking a new day and time. First Friday Drum Circle with Don Wenig, March 6th at 6:30 p.m., so in a few hours. Saturday, March 21st, and every third Saturday, the All Ages, All Talents, the Every Kind of Talent Show with Captain Ambivalent, and that's at 7 p.m. It's open mic, meets vaudeville, meets show and tell. Brain Injury Support Group, held in the Nest during the winter months, is every third Wednesday of the month. March 18th is the next one. March is International Women's Day celebrations in the Nest, and Sundays from 2 to 4 p.m. we'll be doing special programming. So March 8th will be tributes to prominent suffragists. We'll have activities and refreshments. March 15th, Songs of the Brave Woman, original music, protest songs throughout the ages, and sing-alongs with artivist, Earth Folks roots singer, songwriter Leah Shoshana and the Rose Band, and refreshments. March 22nd will be a combination of storytelling, poetry, and music with Laura Scruggs, Ada Chang, Lisa Marie Farver, and Terza Joy. March 29th, the incredibly fabulous Dan Schaff has put together an entertaining glimpse into women's suffrage through pre-1920 silent films. I heard there's a Charlie Chaplin on suffrage. That should be really funny. March 14th is Open the Vault, the second layer in storytelling workshop from 10 to 4 p.m. This is with My Path Bibliotherapy and Roger Batten. And the last thing is Art and Horse-Assisted Healing and Empowerment. No art or horse experience is necessary. That's March 28th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. So it's going to be painting and spending time with the horses.
Horsing
around in general. I want to say condolences and love to our great fan, Caroline. And
yes.
Yeah. And more details on the Nest Michigan City Facebook page, as well as our art calendar.
Excellent.
And that's it for LaPorte County.
Lots of things. Well, we're going to move to Lake County now. Studio 659, Artistic License, that just closed. And so they're now getting ready, accepting entries up till today, March 6th, for their annual portraits exhibit. Yes, I do have one piece in the show that it will open on March 13th at Studio 659, 119th Street in Whiting. But if you're an artist, you can still get it in today. They'll take it up to midnight, I guess, by email submission. So,
wow.
Yes. So picked up my other pieces from the previous artistic license show and dropped off my one piece for
that. So would it be revealing too much if you say who the portrait is of?
Actually, what it is it's of it was one I used in a show when I did Secret Garden, and it's of the actress who played Lily, and it's called Lily's Eyes. And actually, if you look at the portrait, her eyes are a little brighter because there's a moment in the show when the her husband, she's dead actually, and they're remembering her, and her brother-in-law, who is secretly in love with her, they sing a duet there. I'm in love with Lily's eyes. And then you reveal the picture on stage, and you see the brightness of her eyes. So, it's done as a portrait. It's done as a portrait and made to look like a painting, so digitally done by myself. So, South Shore Arts. Yeah, that's some of the crazy stuff I do. Bachman Gallery, they're continuing with the Maurice Sendak exhibit there, the memorial exhibition that's going to go through April 12th. Atrium Gallery, well, they are concluding the Earthforms exhibit. You're going to have a chance to see it through March 8th. And then Laura Cutler is going to come in there with a Quietude, recent works by herself. And that'll be opening on March 15th. Crown Point Branch continues with Winter in the Indiana Dunes. That's several people having different views of winter views. That also closes on March 8th. So you got to be careful if you're going to miss these. Substation number 9, Julia Guevara is still there with his Gallery of Voice. And then Toll Theater, also it's a surreal thing that's continuing through about the middle of this month. Cafe Fresco has a new exhibit called Stark Minus. It's digital paintings, so you can see that. Miller Arts and Creative District, well, they have many things going on. Check with Meg Roman there and the links and everything. They just concluded the Black History Month exhibit. Southlake Artist Cooperative, otherwise known as SLAC. Well, they still have a call for art because we care. And it's a theme around being. They're accepting things until February 15th, and they'll be at the Paul Henry Gallery. Their current exhibits are Coffee at the Coffee House, and then that's in Crown Point, and Crackle at Sip Coffee House 2 in Highland. Paul Henry Gallery, well, they have a closing reception for their current exhibit, Interwoven Stories, and they'll be on March 7th. And then Carol Estes, who was on last week, is coming in with More Shades of She. And it's on she opens that on March 21st and with a from 2 to 8. And then they're going to have music and everything like that. And the show exhibit will be going through April 26th. Links are on the thing. Theater at the Center. Well, if you missed Almost Heaven, you missed it. Sorry. But no, they actually, you can catch a couple more shows. But in between it, they're going to have on Sunday, March 8th, a concert in there called Switchback. And it's at 7 p.m., so you can see that. But if you did miss Almost Heaven, they extended it through March 22nd. So you can pick up a few extra things. So they were going to close that show, but they kept it open. But they're going to put a concert on the Sunday event. Promise You Art House continues with Nostalgia, which has a whole wide variety of nostalgic things. That's in Highland on Kennedy Avenue. Fox Gallery, they do an open mic night, and it's going to be on the, guess you call it, first Friday for them, March 6th from 7 to 11. That's in Lake Station, a little gallery tucked way back there on DeKalb Street. Lakeshore Community Concerts on March 12th. Well, the Maxwell Quartet from Scotland is going to be there, and they'll be doing wonderful Scottish music. They've toured all over the country. You can still see that information on our site. Northwest Indiana Symphony. Well, sorry, we're going to have another symphony here, but
but guess the same day.
Guess what they're doing? They're doing Beethoven's Fifth Symphony along with the Rachmaninoff piece, but with Jana Resnick as their soloist and Vivaldi Four Seasons. That's March 6th, so you still have a chance to go see that. Find the information on our website. The 7th Annual For the Love of Art Fair. Well, that's opening this weekend, Saturday, March 7th, and Sunday, March 8th. That's in South Bend, so you can see our program reach has gone out there. Cherie Johnson is pulling that all together. Been following her on Facebook for all the things that are going and all the complications about how much it's going to cost her to have coffee from the vendor and everything. But anyway, it's a great, they're going to have about 50 booth exhibits there. I know Carol Estes, I think, is also in that one.
And I know Brabant will be there.
Yeah. So a lot of our friends of our show. Well, Tomfoolery. Well, unfortunately, their anniversary show at Langell's didn't work out, but they are going to do a special concert in Lockport, Illinois with Skip Cabarrus and the 70s of Heroes of Rock on March 14th at the Roxy Theater, so you can see that. And we'll talk more about this in the future, but Purdue University Northwest is getting ready to gear up doing Trial by Jury by Gilbert Sullivan, The Devil and Daniel Webster, and they're doing a whole double bill there, and you'll see information. We're going to have them on the show in a couple weeks to talk about that. And so that's all we got going on in Lake County, but I got one last thing that came at the last minute this morning before I had to run and go pick up Esther. It's called Beehive in Books, Brushes, and Bands for Education. It's a Buzz Afternoon Tea on Sunday, April 5th in Port Authority in Hammond. You can get that, and it supports the arts there. I'll have more details on that as it comes in, but this literally came in the last minute when I was looking at my thing. Where's your piece on here? Well, you can do it by sending it to Art on the Air, WVLP@gmail.com. That's Art on the Air, WVLP@gmail.com. And you are listening to Art on the Air on WVLP 103.1 FM and Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. Well, we're pleased to have back the one and only Tim King, who is not only a professional singer, but the executive director of the...
Officially now, right?
Officially.
Ooh, for a little while, anyway.
Of the LaPorte Symphony Orchestra, and also Who's Your Star? He's going to tell us about that. And I know we visited this the first time he's on the show, but we'll briefly go ahead and just tell us a little bit about yourself, where you came from, how you got from where you were to where you are.
Well, as your listening audience can tell, I'm not from around here. Maybe I think I'm a Kentucky boy. I'm a Kentucky farm boy from central Kentucky, close to Lexington, educated at Eastern Kentucky University and the University of Louisville, and I was in arts administration in Louisville for over 30 years with the Louisville Orchestra and the Kentucky Center for the Arts and the Jefferson County Public School System. The public schools are very different than they are here. When I moved here in 2013, I was surprised to find out that there were so many school systems just in LaPorte County. There's like five or six school systems. And in Jefferson County, which is Louisville's county, there's one. And it's 110,000 students, so that was hard to get my hands around that. But that was my last position before I retired, and decided that Louisville was too hot in the summertime. It's a wonderful city, but it is too hot in the summertime. So go north, and I love it here. I absolutely love it. I love the seasons. I love the snow. I know not everybody agrees with me about that, but what people that are natives here need to understand is you guys know how to deal with it, and that's what I love about this. You know, if it snowed an inch in Louisville, people freak out and they cancel school for a week and they don't have the equipment. I think that's what it is, because it doesn't happen that often. So when it does, it's panic time, and it's so nice to be here on a day where it snowed 3 or 4 or 5 inches and the roads are clear and you drive.
You just go.
It's wonderful. It's great. I love it.
Well, the area you're in is really beautiful.
It is. So. It is. We really love it here.
So how did you get connected with LaPorte Symphony Orchestra?
Well, when I moved here, I did not know LaPorte County had a symphony orchestra. I thought I'd be going to the South Bend Symphony to hear. And I met Lee and Marsha Morris. Now, Lee used to be the former mayor of
LaPorte
and the former hospital CEO of LaPorte. And he actually is our board chair right now as well. And so I met the two of them, and somebody told them what I used to do. I was really keeping my mouth shut.
Exactly.
And so I became a volunteer, and I actually like to fundraise. I mean, a lot of people can't believe that, but I like to fundraise.
Oh, sure.
You know, if you have a project that you're passionate about, it's easy to fundraise, I think.
So did you come up with the a la carte series?
Yes.
That's so brilliant.
Oh, thank
Tim.
You. Well, we did that in Louisville for, I think it's on its almost 35th year or something. And what a la carte is, it's a fundraiser, a series of fundraisers that we have in the summertime. And what makes this work, you know, you guys have been involved with fundraisers, and you know what that's like. But when you have a fundraiser, they usually have a shelf life. Because if you have the fundraiser on the same night, the same event, year after year after year, the first 2 or 3 or 4 years, they're great. And then after that, people kind of, they start waning a little bit. But what makes a la carte different from that is that all the parties are different every year. And what they are, they're a series of parties and dinners held in people's homes mostly, sometimes with entertainment, sometimes not. And the hosts actually pay for the party. So when you pay to go to this party, 100% of that money goes to the orchestra.
That's so brilliant.
So the orchestra's not out one penny for this. So this past year we had an evening of George Gershwin. With a singer and a pianist and dinner. We had a barbecue on a beautiful farm. We had a karaoke night.
Oh, that's fun.
It was a hoot. We had a euchre
did you
night.
Sing?
No, yes, I did, actually.
Because being a vocalist, you probably blew everyone away.
Well, I didn't sing that much. But, you know, it's people get a couple of drinks in them, and they don't mind singing.
Oh, of course, right.
They'll do it all the time. So we're planning the one this year. It's usually anywhere from 6 to 8 parties, and they go from about the end of May till November, and we try to make sure that we stay off of concert nights and you know, things that other people are doing. But it raises, you know, a good $20,000 for the orchestra, and it's a lot of fun, and we've brought some new people to the orchestra because of it as well.
Right, back to you just a little bit.
Yeah.
Now, you still perform, though, correct?
Some.
Yeah.
You know, I'm 61 now, so a lot of people think I'm too old. And I've got a little bit of ageism going on there. But yes, I just did a concert with an orchestra in December, and I'm doing a program every first Friday in LaPorte. The LaPorte Hospital Chapel has a presentation.
Okay.
So, I don't know if you've ever been there, Larry. But
no, I haven't.
You have, Esther. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's really beautiful.
They have a small pipe organ. They have a grand piano. It's really a gorgeous space. And so what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be performing a program called The Songs That Got Away. And what that is, it's songs that I always wanted to sing with orchestra but never got the chance. So I have eight pieces that I'm doing with the pianist Jeff Otto.
Okay.
You guys are familiar with Jeff. He's a wonderful pianist. And so that's going to be noon Friday, April the 3rd. I'm going to be doing that program.
Make sure
here.
You send that to us so we can read that on the air.
Okay.
I mean, that's an event. That's the kind of thing
you.
We do
well,
here. So. And you say 61 is old for performing, and I don't think so.
Well, you know, for vocalists.
Yeah. Okay.
For vocalists, it's... you're it's touch and go. For right. instance, the everyone that I went to school at Eastern and U of L that I'm keeping in touch with, they have stopped.
Right.
They haven't. And I have three really good friends that I told, you need to let me know when it's time. Because, musicians are kind of the worst at that. They
right.
just want to keep playing and playing and playing. And you don't have the chops, you know. Playing the piano is a different story.
Sure.
But when you're using your head and your blowing voice. Into a piece or singing or something like that, your throat's a muscle just like any other
exactly.
part of your body. And you understand that,
Larry.
So, and it atrophies might over time, but right now, it's okay. So we'll see how much longer
it goes. I hope you say that
because
my next birthday is 65. I'm like, well, I hope I'm not washed up by then. So.
Your speaking voice is wonderful, though.
Thank you.
You're a great speaking, good projective voice.
Well, very good. Well, back to the symphony.
Yes.
Tell a little bit about the history of the LaPorte Symphony, how it came to be.
Sure. Well, we're in our 47th season.
That's amazing.
I think it
I
is.
Know.
You know, when I came here, and found out that LaPorte County had a symphony, it's just really rare because there's 110,000 people in all of LaPorte County.
Right.
And you just don't find orchestras in situations like that because technically the community should not be able to support it.
Right.
You wouldn't have enough people that would go to hear an orchestra. That's not the case here. Now, I'm seeing more interest in this orchestra now because we have a music director search going on.
Right.
And people are really getting interested in that. I'm seeing more people come to each concert successively as they come on because everybody gets a chance
well, maybe
to.
Maybe that's a plan just to,
well,
like, you know.
You know, Esther, I've had some people say, can we just keep doing this?
Yeah.
I like this. I like this guest conductor
mixes
bit.
Up.
But, well, but you, and I say, well, I've enjoyed it too, but you need to have one person
you
after
need the
a
consistency
while.
Of having a music director.
It's hard
director,
on the staff
yes.
and the musicians
yes.
too, I think. You know, when they have different people in front of them all the time. But 47 years, it started in December of 1972. It was an all-volunteer orchestra for many, many years, and then became a paid orchestra probably sometime in the 80s, late 80s. And we're about a $300,000 budget now, which in the orchestra world is little bitty.
Right, that's
little
small.
Bitty. So we have a wonderful group of about 55 to 60 musicians. They don't get paid very much, but they do get paid. And we're trying very hard to raise their pay every year
time.
Now as we're getting more income coming into the orchestra. So we do about probably 7 to 8 concerts a year. Three of them are subscription. We're going to try to take that to 4 next year. And of course, we have Hoosier Star, and we do a day of education concerts for our students, and we're going